This is the Blind Geek Zone. Twitter and various ways of using it. February 26th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and today we're going to talk about an exciting service called Twitter. Twitter, for those of you who don't know what it is a micro blogging service. And a lot of different places are using this now. Twitter has really caught on in the last year. Places like CNN, Fox News, the President Obama uses Twitter. A lot of different people in the blindness community use Twitter. Literally millions of people use Twitter on a daily basis. What exactly Twitter is a micro-blogging service, as I said. It allows you to post short messages as to what you're doing, little tidbits into what's going on in your life, I guess. Sometimes I use it like that, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I will ask questions out on Twitter to my followers. Sometimes I will post updates to the Blind Geek Zone out on Twitter. So, those of you who listen to the podcast and you want to get information quicker than it gets posted up onto the website or gets announced to the Blind Geek Zone mailing list, then you might want to follow me there, because that's typically where my updates go first for the Blind Geek Zone podcast. All right, what I'm going to show you today is basically how to use Twitter. We're going to first talk about the Twitter website, which is www.twitter.com, twitter.com. Then we're going to talk about another website that is called Accessible Twitter. And that's www.accessibletwitter, accessibletwitter.com. And once we start talking about this, you'll see the big differences in the two sites. Other things we're going to talk about today are some of the various means that you can post and get tweets. And tweets are the posts that you put on Twitter. They're called tweets. There are a lot of different ways, besides the website, that you can get your posts from Twitter or get posted to Twitter. A few of these are various cell phones. There are a lot of cell phone devices, mobile devices out there that will use Twitter. I believe the Nokia phones that we typically use for things like talks and mobile speak have a Twitter client for them that you can get. Unfortunately, things like the phone I use, the Verizon phone I use, I don't think there's any way to Twitter on it. And I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm mistaken there. Devices like the Icon, which is a very popular device here for blind users. Bilevel Star uses or can use a applet to do Twitter. The Mac has has at least one Twitter program called Twitterific. I would imagine that Linux is bound to have Twitter applications as well. I couldn't imagine that it doesn't. The little pocket PDAs that run Windows Mobile, there's Twitter for that. And just recently, there have been some quite exciting releases that some of the people in the community have done that are for various screen readers. Sean Randall at randylaptop.com, that's randylaptop.com. And you guys might know Sean from other things like SK Reed. He's the one that did that. He has now produced a script for JAWS called Jawter, JAWTER. You can get that out on his website. And it's a script that runs directly in JAWS that allows you to get your tweets, post new tweets, do, I believe, direct messaging replies now, and a number of other things. There's a very good demonstration of Jotter on on both Blind Cool Tech, that's www.blindcooltech, blindcoolteche.com, and also on the Blind Geek Zone, www.blind-geek-zone.net, blindgeek-zone.net. And those will go into a lot more details as far as Jotter is concerned than I'm probably going to get to here today. Jeff Bishop, he has been doing a lot of programming lately for Window Eyes and its new scripting ability. And he has been testing a application or script for Window Eyes called WeTweet. And that is currently being tested and it's expected to release pretty soon. I believe it's just getting approval from Twitter, I believe he said. But that will be for Window Eyes version 7 and higher, and that supports scripting. And from what I've heard, that is expected to be an excellent script. Jeff writes very good scripts for Window Eyes, so looking forward to seeing that as well. So, as you can see, there are a lot of different ways that you can use Twitter. Either on a website, on a mobile device, just from your desktop. There are other programs for Windows. One I'm going to show you today is Twitterlicious. It's not too bad. It's not great either, but it's not too bad. There are other programs. There's one for Outlook called OutTwit, and that hooks with the Outlook. And I believe there are also some apps for some of the other IM applications, but I haven't really looked into those. But I guess what I'm getting at is there are just tons and tons and tons of ways to use Twitter. And actually, most of these are either fairly accessible or very accessible, so get a lot of options here. The biggest hurdle you're going to have using Twitter is getting your Twitter account set up, because you'll have to do a CAPTCHA. So you can either use Firefox and WebVism to get past that. Or there's also an audio CAPTCHA available, and that's how I did it here. Depending on how good your hearing is, you're going to have to play around with it, but I did manage to get through it. If you have any hearing difficulties, you might just want to try Firefox and WebVism to get past that CAPTCHA, because that's probably one of the best ways to do it, actually. But once you get your account set up, you can start using Twitter, and you can start adding followers and having people follow you. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go out to the Twitter website.
Alt tab, Twitter/home-Windows Internet Explorer. Twitter/home-Windows Internet Explorer.
And
Twitter/home.
Once you get here and log in, you will be pointed. Oops.
Virtual PC. Update button unavailable. Forms mode on. Edit.
You'll be placed in a forms mode here where you can type in a tweet. And these are limited to 140 characters or less. So, I'll type something here.
HI:EVERYONE. Comma, space, DOING, space, THE, space, TWITTER, space, PODCAST, space, RECORDING, OW, period. Forms mode off, 87.
Okay, and I just arrowed up to get out of the edit field, and I wanted to see how many characters I had left, and it says 87.
Blank. Forms mode on, edit. Hi, everyone, doing the Twitter podcast recording now. Forms mode off, blank. Update button.
Okay, and I'll press my update button.
Space.
And that's how you post your tweet.
Blank. List of 21 items. Link graphic Rick Harmon. Link Harmon 928. Graphic icon underline lock. Hi everyone, doing the Twitter podcast recording now. Link less than 5 seconds ago. From web. Blank.
And down here lower in the page, you'll have a list of 20 items. Those are your current tweets. You can get older ones as well by going to the older link. And these are where all of my posts are at and where all the people I follow's posts are at. So if I keep arrowing down here.
Link graphic Jonathan Mosen. Link line tweet. At. Link Brian Arjun. Looks really excellent. Link 5 minutes ago. From. Link out tweet.
And Jonathan is currently using OutTwit. He bounces around from time to time, depending on what he's doing. He'll use OutTwit. I've seen him use a thing called Ping FM, which I'm not sure exactly what is. And I've seen him use Jotter a few times. So, and that's another thing here on the site. It'll tell you where the post came from. If it says web, then that came from Twitter. If it says something else, then it come from, you know, some other device or some other program.
Link in reply to Brian Arjun. Blank. Link graphic buddy Brannon. Link Brannon. Doing IAADP stuff way behind. Again, also thinking about being a KNFB rep. Link 6 minutes ago. From. Link Twitterific. Blank.
And he's using Twitterific, so he's obviously on a Mac platform there.
Link graphic Kevin Jones. Link Kevin Rich. At. Link Jeff Bishop. What JAWS emulation mode? It doesn't even come up in Google. Link 8 minutes ago. From. Link Jotter.
And Kevin Rich. Or no, that's not Kevin Rich, was it?
From. Link what JAWS emulation. Link Jeff Bishop. At. Link Kevin. Link graphic Kevin. Link Kevin Rich.
Yeah, Kevin Rich. And he's using Jotter. So you get the gist there. You just go down through the list. And there is some navigation help here on Twitter. Although, every time you turn around, that seems to change. But you can use your,
Link graphic Jeff Bishop. List of 5 items.
You can use your L key for lists.
List of 12 items. List of 6 items. Grabbing the top. List of 5 items. List of 21 items.
And there's the list of your tweets. There are other things there as well. If I hit my headings key.
Following heading level 1.
It jumps down further in the page. And here's where I can tell who I'm following, who's following me.
Blank. Link graphic Jeff Bishop. Link graphic Barack Obama.
And there you see my followers. Or no, these are who I'm following.
Link graphic This Week in Tech. Link graphic Nikki C. Link graphic Mika Pakala. Link graphic Kevin Reeves. Link graphic Daryl Shandro. Link graphic ACB Radio Main. Link graphic Earl. Link graphic Toonhead. Link graphic Kelly Superja. Link graphic Jonathan Mosen. Link graphic David Allen. Link graphic Rich Cavallaro. Link graphic Wonder Woman 59. Link graphic Lin Yang. Link graphic Zarebi. Link graphic Amanda Rush. Link graphic Gerard Jitcha. Link graphic Mickey A. Link graphic Sean Randall. Link graphic Will James. Link graphic Denise James.
And if you were to click on any of these, you would go to the individual's Twitter pages where you can either follow them or you can look at their tweets directly that they've been doing.
Link graphic Monica Willard. Link graphic Shane Christensen. Link graphic Keegan. Link graphic Ayla Techie. Link graphic Orphan Dennis. Link graphic David Lawless. Link graphic James Scholes. Link graphic Darcy Bernard. Link graphic Holly Anderson. Link graphic Shane Jackson. Link graphic Mars Phoenix. Link graphic Matthew Horspool. Link graphic Kevin Jones. Blank. Link view all.
Yeah, and that's just a partial list. If you're down here to view all, you can look at all of them, and then you can do various things in that page, as well as direct messaging and removing a follower and things like that.
Blank. Heading level 1 device updates. Blank. Link setup SMS updates.
And down here is where you can do various things with your devices.
Blank. Link RSS feed. Blank. Heading level 3 footer. List of 12 items. Copyright 2009 Twitter.
Okay, and I believe we're down to the bottom of the page. I want to go...
Twitter/home.
Actually, to my page, so I can show you when you have your account set up, some of the things you can do in there, because there's different settings you can set.
List of 5 items. Same page link skip past navigation on a mobile phone. Check out linkm.twitter.com.
And yeah, if you're on a mobile phone, you can go to m.twitter.com.
Exclaim. Same page link skip to navigation alt plus 2.
And for those who may be wondering what that little beep that keeps coming up is, that's actually Jotter. It's running in the background, and it's telling me that I've got new tweets, and we'll get to that here shortly.
Same page link jump to the sidebar alt same list end. List of 21 items. List of 5 items. Link home. Link at replies. Link 27 direct messages. Link at replies. Link home.
Okay. I wonder if home will take me to my page.
Link at replies.
They keep changing this. They change this every other week, it seems like.
Link 27 direct messages.
Yeah, and that kind of makes it difficult sometimes to know exactly what to do.
Link favorites. Link everyone. List end. Blank. Link add. Blank. Heading level 1 following. Blank. Link graphic Jeff Bishop. List of 12 items. Copyright 2009 Twitter. Link about us. Link contact. Link log. Link status. Link apps, link API, link search, link help, link jobs, link terms, link privacy, list end, blank, list of 6 items, link home, link profile, link find people.
Ah, yes.
Link profile.
I believe you go to profile. Let me check these other ones here.
Link find people, link settings.
And settings.
Link help. Link settings.
Settings will take you into your settings. But first I'm going to go to my profile.
Link find people, link profile. Enter, visited. Twitter/Armin928, 4 headings and 123 links. Heading level 2 link graphic 31,671,600, geek 1 underline bigger.
And that's how you would follow me, is at,
Alt-D, address edit combo, http://twitter.com/Armin928.
That's where you would follow me if you wanted to follow me. You could get signed on to Twitter once you're a member. You can go to twitter.com/RHARMON928 and you'll come to my page. Okay, let me...
F6, favorite center left 6. On the mobile phone, check link M exclaim. Same page link skip to navigation alt plus 2. Same page link jump to the sidebar all same list end. Blank, blank. Visited heading level 1 link graphic twitter.com alt plus 1. Heading level 2 link graphic 31,671,622 slash keep 1 underline bigger.
Yeah,
heading
okay.
Level 2 Armin 928. Blank. List of 20 items. Graphic icon underline lock. Hi everyone, doing the Twitter podcast recording now.
And of course I'm just going to see my tweets here, but if you actually come into the page, you'll see a follow button and a little bit more information about me that you can look at. I don't see that here since I'm, you know, logged in as myself.
Link 7 minutes ago.
Okay. And let me go over one more thing here real quick. I'm going
list
to go
end.
To the bottom.
Blank. Link sign out. Link help. Link settings.
If you go into settings.
Enter. Twitter slash settings. 5 headings and 32 links. Link graphic Rick Harmon. Blank. Heading level 2 Rick Harmon. Blank. List of 6 items. Account. Link password. Link devices.
And here's where you can get into your password and make changes to it and your account name and things like that.
Link notices. Link picture.
You can put a picture up.
Link design. List end. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 10 rows. Name colon. Forms mode on. Edit Rick Harmon.
You can change your name here.
Forms mode off. Enter your real name so people you know can recognize you. Username colon. Forms mode on. Edit Armin 928.
Yeah, and that's my username.
Forms mode off. Your URL colon http colon slash slash twitter.com slash Armin 928.
And that's where you can be found.
No spaces, please. Email colon. Forms mode on. Edit Armin at line dash geek dash zone dot net.
Yeah, there's your email.
Forms mode off. Blank.
And that's so you can get things like direct message requests and follow requests and things like that that will get emailed to you from Twitter as people follow you or actually direct message you and things like that.
You must re-enter your password to change your screen name or email address. Blank. Password colon. Forms mode off. Forms blank. Time zone colon.
And we'll jump past that.
Combo box left parent GMT dash 5 o'clock right parent keto 23 of 142.
And there's where you can set your time zone. And the weird thing about Twitter is if you're in the eastern time zone, like I am here in the U.S., it doesn't give you a U.S. and Canada plus or minus 5 GMT. It gives you this keto.
Time zone colon combo box left parent GMT dash 5 o'clock right parent keto 23 of 142.
And that's the one you actually select for whatever crazy reason.
Virtual PC. More info URL colon. Forms mode on. Edit http colon slash slash www.line-geek-zone.net.
And you can point people to your website or your blog or whatever you know you want here if you have a place that you want them to go.
Forms mode off. Blank. Have a home page or a blog. Put the address here. Link left parent. You can also add Twitter to your site to your right parent. Blank. One line bio colon. Forms mode on. Edit it's me the blind geek. Just hanging out with my Twitter buds.
And you can have a nice short little intro there.
Forms mode off. Blank. About yourself and fewer than 160 chars. Blank. Location colon.
And you can give your location.
Forms mode on. Edit Akron, Ohio. Forms mode off. Blank. Where in the world are you? Blank. Language colon. Combo box English. 2 of 3.
Pick your language that you want to use on Twitter.
Blank. What language would you like to blank? Graphic padlock underline small. Checkbox check protect my updates.
What this is you can either have your tweets unprotected, which means anybody can see them out on the public timeline, or you can lock them so that only people following you can see them. And that way also, if your tweets are protected and somebody wants to follow you, you have to give them permission to do so. So it gives you a little more flexibility to whom you have follow you. And a lot of people do that these days because there's a lot of spamming and stuff like that going on Twitter, you know, unfortunately, just like every other service, you know, there's bad people out there looking to cause trouble.
Blank. Your updates are currently protected, semicolon, only the link public timeline. Your updates are currently protected, semicolon, only those you approve will receive your updates. You will not appear on the link public timeline. Updates posted previously may still be publicly visible in some places. Blank. Save button. Table end.
And then once you make all your changes, just go ahead and save it.
Blank. Blank. Link delete my account.
And if you want to delete your account, if you're done with Twitter for whatever reason, you can do it here.
Blank. Heading level 3 account. Blank. From here you can change your basic account info, fill in your profile data, and set whether you want to be private or public. Blank. Heading level 4 tips. Blank. List of 3 items. Bullet filling in your profile information will help people find you on Twitter. For example, you'll be more likely to turn up in the Twitter search if you've...
Okay. And I think we're about done here. The Twitter site is pretty straightforward in most instances. Some things are a little hard to get to, and as I said, Twitter is constantly changing the look of the page and the interface and everything, and that kind of throws us for a loop sometimes, but it's not too bad, and it's definitely usable.
Alt F4, Gold Wave, Zoom, 2 minutes, 7.7 seconds, file untitled 1.
Okay, back to Gold Wave there. Let me do one more switch here.
Alt Tab, Accessible Twitter : Web Accessibility for Twitter - Windows Internet Explorer. Accessible Twitter : Web Accessibility for Twitter - Windows Internet Explorer. Accessible Twitter : Web Accessibility for Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. Where we're at now is the Accessible Twitter website. And as I said earlier, that's www.accessibletwitter.com, accessibletwitter.com. And I don't believe this site has anything to do with the Twitter folks at all. It was done by another individual. And what it does is makes Twitter easier to use. There's a lot more navigation capabilities. You can get to your direct messages and stuff easier. And I'm going to arrow down through here, show you some of this.
Blank. Same page link, skip to main content. Blank. Heading level 1, accessible Twitter-web accessibility for the Twitter web application. Heading level 2, your session has been timed out. Blank. Left paren 30 minutes of inactivity, right paren.
I'm going to need to sign back in.
Blank. Please sign in again. Blank. Heading level 2, web accessibility for the Twitter. Blank. This web application is an alpha stage. See below for items currently in development. Blank. Two articles about accessible Twitter. Username : edit. Space. Forms mode on. RHAMON. 9. 2. 8. Tab. Password. Pass. Star. 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 Tab. Forms mode off. Submit button. Space. Home : accessible Twitter 27 edit blank. Same page link, skip to main content. Bullet welcome Raman 928. Following : link 70. Bullet followers : link 62.
Yeah, and there's my followers and who's following me. I'm currently following 70 people here on Twitter and 62 are following me back.
Bullet tweets : link 864.
Here's all my tweets. Currently, I've done 864.
Blank. Heading level 1, accessible Twitter-web accessibility for the Twitter web application.
And you can go into each one of those links, and it'll take you to either the list of people following me or the people I'm following. And you can go do things in there.
Heading level 2, main menu. List of 4 items. Visited link home. Link my profile.
And in the accessible Twitter, these things are up towards the top more so than the bottom, so they're a little quicker to get to.
Link about. Link sign out. List end. Blank. Heading level 2, tweet menu. List of 5 items. Link my tweets. Link replies to me.
You can see your tweets, replies to you, so you can split it up. On Twitter, I think you can only just see a list of a timeline list, and it's your tweets and replies mixed in.
Link favorites.
You can set some things up as favorites, tweets that you want to keep as a favorite.
Link everyone.
Or you can see everyone's. I don't know if that's the public timeline or not. I haven't messed with that.
Link direct messages.
You can see direct messages. Direct messages are messages that people from Twitter send you directly. They're private. Nobody sees them but you. And then you can reply back to them privately through direct message. So These are like little private chats that you can have that, nobody sees except you and the person direct messaging you.
List end. Blank. Heading level 2, what are you doing? Blank. Characters remain in colon 140.
And now we're coming up onto the edit field where you can type in what you're doing.
Blank. What are you doing? Forms mode on. Edit.
And I can type some more here.
T-A-L-K-I-N-G space A-B-O-U-T space A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E space E-W-I-T-T-E-R space R-I-G-A-T space N-O-W space O-N space P-O-D-C-A-S-T. On podcast. Talking about accessible Twitter right now. On podcast. Forms mode off. Submit button. Space.
And I can submit that.
28 headings and 160 links. Home colon. Accessible Twitter. Say bullet welcome Rahman 920. Accessible Twitter dash web accessible main menu heading left tweet menu heading level tier tweet has been posted. Heading level 2.
And a nice thing about accessible Twitter is you have a lot of headings and a lot of other quick navigation things you can use to get around a lot quicker.
Heading level 2, what are you doing? Blank.
So I was able to hit my heading key several times there just to jump right back to basically where I was when I entered my message.
Characters are blank. What are you doing? Forms blank. Blank. Heading level 3, my latest tweet, colon. Talking about accessible Twitter right now on podcast.
And then there's my latest tweet. And Twitter does the same thing on their site. Below where you enter your message in, you'll have a latest.
Blank. Feb 26, 1:39 p.m. vertical bar. Link perm. Vertical bar from. Visited link accessible Twitter. Blank. Heading level 2, recent tweets. Heading level 3, Rick Harmon on mouse over.
Now here are some of my recent tweets that we can look at again.
Blank. Link graphic avatar for Rahman 928 on mouse over on mouse over. Blank. Block quote. Talking about accessible Twitter right now on podcast on mouse over. Blank. Block quote end. Blank. From on mouse over. Link Rahman 928 on mouse over on mouse over. Link graphic plain star semicolon not a favorite on mouse over on mouse over.
And you get quite a bit more options here too.
Link graphic trash can on mouse over on mouse over.
And if you want to throw away a tweet that you've posted, maybe you made a mistake, maybe you just decided you didn't want to have it posted any longer, you can trash it. You can do the same thing on the Twitter site, but I'm not exactly sure where that link's at right now. It used to be right in the message, and lately I haven't seen it there, but I do know it's around somewhere.
Blank. Feb 26, 1:39 p.m. vertical bar on mouse over. Link perm on mouse over. Vertical bar from on mouse over. Visited link accessible Twitter on mouse over. Blank. Heading level 3 Fred's head on mouse over. Blank. Link graphic avatar for Fred's head on mouse over on blank. Block quote.
The one thing about the accessible Twitter website, it is a lot more verbose. And some people may like that, some people may not. It's nice, but I'm not sure I like all the verbosity myself.
Easy YouTube player colon works great with a screen reader on mouse over. Link http://icon.co.uk/easy-youtube/on-mouse-over. Blank. Block quote end. Blank. From on mouse over. Link Fred's head on link graphic plain star link graphic or link graphic direct message on mouse over. Blank. Feb 26. 1 link perm on mouse over. Vertical bar from on mouse over. Link out tweet on mouse over. Blank. Heading level 3 James Scholes on mouse over. Blank. Link graphic avatar for James Scholes. Blank. Block quote. Link a chase underline Crispin on mouse over. No a technology blog on mouse over. Blank. Block quote end.
And you can just keep going down through here and you'll see all your recent tweets. I believe it shows the last 20.
James Scholes on mouse over heading level 3. Blank. Link graphic avatar for James Scholes on mouse over on mouse over.
And you have heading keys here. You can get to each one of these recent tweets.
Chase Crispin on James Scholes. James Chase Chris. Chase Chris. Rick Harmon on mouse over. Chase Crispin on mouse over. Jonathan Mosen on mouse over. Buddy Brandon on Kevin Jones on Jeff Bishop. Toonhead on mouse over. And Dennis Jeff Bishop. Fred's head on footer heading level 2. Blank. Copyright 2009.
Okay, and we're to the bottom.
Link Dennis Lembree. Link Dennis Lembree.
So, that's all there is to the accessible Twitter site. Some may want to use it. It is a little more friendly to screen reader users than the Twitter site is, but as you could see, the Twitter site isn't by any means inaccessible at all. It's not that hard to use it, and I use it a lot. Don't have any troubles with it. Okay, I'm going to close this now.
Alt F4, gold wave, zoom, 2 minutes, 7.7 seconds, file untitled 1.
And I'm going to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer.
And I'm going to bring up Twitterlicious.
T, text aloud, T, Twitterlicious. Enter.
And I'll briefly talk about this program. I can't remember where I got this program. You can do a Google search for it. And if anybody has any troubles
table,
with it,
grid column 1, row 0.
If anybody has any troubles with it, I can get you a copy of it. And installation's pretty straightforward on it. Just follow the prompts. There's nothing complicated. Now, Twitterlicious is accessible. It does have some quirks, but I'll kind of tab around here.
Tab, downloading tweets, dot, dot, dot button.
And you have a download tweets button, and you really don't need to use that, as it downloads its tweets automatically at various times. I think it's 3 minutes.
Tab, button.
Now this button here, it doesn't say what it is, but it's your settings button, so if you hit it.
Space, OK button, Alt tab, About button, tab, General tab, tab, check for update button. Tab, show Twitterlicious in Windows taskbar, checkbox checked. Tab, combo box, 3 minutes.
And this is your settings. It looks every 3 minutes. It's shown in the taskbar.
Tab, OK button, Alt tab, About button, General tab, Authentication tab.
Yeah, and here's another tab.
Tab, Twitter credentials, refresh interval, colon, edit, Rarman 928. Tab, password tab, check credentials button. Tab, OK button, Alt plus O.
That's for your password and username.
Tab, about button, tab, authentication tab, interface tab, tab, disable error notifications, checkbox checked. Tab, always on top, checkbox not checked. Tab, default focus, tweets list radio button checked.
And here's some of the interface settings, where you want it to show you, or where you want it to focus on when you get into it.
Tweets list radio button check 2 of 2.
And that doesn't always work, but I have it set to the tweets list.
Tab, OK button, Alt plus O, tab, about button, tab, interface tab, network tab, tab, proxy, use web proxy, checkbox not checked.
And just various things like that. Here's your internet settings if you're behind a proxy.
Tab, OK button, Alt space, button, tab, go button.
The go button is associated with
tab, edit.
This edit field as I start typing in here.
I apostrophe M space N O W space E A L K I N G space B O U T space T W I T T E R L I C I O U S space O N space T A E space P O D C A S T space R E C O R D I N G.
And then if you
shift tab 79 button.
And it tells me how many characters I have left out of my 140.
Tab, edit. I'm now talking about Twitterlicious on the shift tab 79 button.
And then to post it, I just hit space on that button.
Space. Tab, edit.
Okay, edit.
Tab.
Okay, now we're in a table. This is where Twitterlicious kind of gets a little tricky.
Table, message, grid column, row 0. I'm now talking about Twitterlicious on the podcast recording. Grid column 2, row 0. Rick Harmon.
This is a three-column table with multiple rows, and what you have to do to navigate it is you get in each row.
Grid column 1, row 0.
And you have row 0. And
Rick Harmon 18 seconds ago.
You actually have to hit on Jaws. I hit my insert up arrow, and it tells you when it was posted.
Grid column 2, row 0, Rick Harmon.
And column 2 on the row shows who it's from. And if you arrow right again.
Message grid column row 0. I'm now talking about Twitterlicious on the podcast recording.
So then you can go down to the next line.
Grid column 1, row 0.
And I'll left arrow.
Grid column 1,
down.
Row 1. Fred's head 2 minutes ago. Grid column 2, row 1. Fred's head. Message grid column row 1, new and Fred's head colon out to share videos on the web http://tinyurl.com/flop. Grid column 1 row 1.
And then I'm going back to the left again, going down a row now.
Grid column 1 row 2, Fred's head 2 minutes ago. grid column 2 row 2, Fred's head. Message grid column row 2, new and Fred's head colon big screen games from Radica http://tinyurl.com/dl55jt.
Yeah, this isn't too hard to use. It's a little awkward having to use the columns and rows like this. Some other things that this will do.
New and Fred's head colon big.
Okay, I'm on a Fred's head update here. If I hit my application key, I'll have
applications, context menu, drop down sub menu, C, copy, C.
Various things that I can do. I can copy this whole tweet to the clipboard.
Reply R.
I can reply to it.
Send direct text S.
I can send a direct text to Fred's head.
Open link in browser O.
Or if there's a link, which there is here, I can click here and I can open that link up in a browser window.
Properties submenu P.
I can get properties. I don't really mess with that.
Mark as unread M.
And you can mark these as read and unread, which I don't exactly know why you would, but the option's there.
Mark all as read M. Refresh R. Copy C.
And we're back around.
Escape, leaving menus, table, message, grid column, row 2, new and Fred's head, colon, big screen, grid column 2, row 3, Rich Cavallaro, message, grid column, row 3, listening to Buzz Out Loud on watchbowl.com, then have class at 220, grid column 2, row 4, Rick Harmon, message, grid column, row 4, talking about accessible Twitter right now on podcast, grid column 2, row 5, Fred's head.
And I'm just arrowing down through here.
Message, grid column, row 5, easy YouTube player, colon, works great with a screen reader, grid column 2 row 6, James Scholes, message grid column row 6, at Chase underline Crispin No, a technology blog.
And as you can see, it's not hard to do. But what I'm going to show you next is even easier. So I'm going to close Twitter. Licious here.
Alt F4.
And I'm going to exit out of it. I'm going to go to my system tray.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, Twitterlicious.
And I'm going to enter.
Enter,
there.
Context menu, drop down, exit, X.
And I'm going to tell it to exit.
Enter, leaving menus. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Twitterlicious.
Okay. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about in today's demonstration is the script done by Sean Randall called Jotter. And as I said, there's a lot more information about Jotter in the podcast on BCT and also on the Blind Geek Zone that you can listen to that was demonstrated by Earl. I can't remember Earl's last name. I apologize, Earl, if you're listening to this. He's Rowdy American on Twitter. And he gave an excellent demonstration of an earlier version of Jotter. Jotter is currently beta. It is beta 0.5 right now. So what that means to you is this is continually being updated and worked on. It's it works well. Not without problems. You know, you can certainly run into problems. That's why it's beta. But everybody's encouraged to try it out. I think you'll like it a lot. If you're a novice, you definitely want to be very, very careful. In all instances, read the README from the file very carefully. Follow the instructions to the letter. My first attempt at installing Jotter last night had very, very catastrophic results. For some reason, I edited something wrong somewhere. You have to edit the JAWS default scripts and keyboard manager information. And if you do something wrong, you can pretty much leave JAWS inoperable. I had a problem, and it got to the point where every key I pressed on JAWS said unknown function call to this, that, or whatever. And I finally had to hit insert Windows F4, which is the kill switch for JAWS if it becomes unresponsive. And that was the only way out of it. I was stuck for quite a while. I couldn't figure out how to get anything else up to fix it. And I ended up having to do a repair on JAWS 10 to actually fix the problem totally. And then I got up my nerve to try the install again, and got it right the second time. So, you know, word to the wise, be very cautious about it. If you don't know what you're doing with editing scripts and stuff, you know, leave it be or let somebody else more knowledgeable do it for you. But, you know, can cause harm to your jaws if you're not careful. So I want to be very, very careful. Now, the neat thing about Jotter is it basically is all virtual. There's no program associated with the script. It's just key presses that you can do. While Jotter is running, while JAWS is running all the time, while JAWS is running, Jotter is running unless you actually turn it off. It's getting your updates for you and everything. And I'm going to go through just some of the key presses. All the key presses associated with Jotter are a control Windows followed by another key. To get into the help, it's control Windows F1.
Every 3 minutes, Jotter will check for new updates from Twitter. You will hear a sound if there are any and you can then read them. To move to the first tweet in the list, press Control plus Windows plus Home. To move to the last tweet in the list, press Control plus Windows plus End. To navigate your tweets /time, press Control plus Windows plus Down Arrow and Control plus Windows plus Up Arrow. To post a new tweet, press Control plus Windows plus End. To reply to the focused tweet, press Control plus Windows plus R. To view the focused tweet in the virtual viewer left parent so you can navigate.
And I'll stop that, but you can up and down arrow through that, and it gives you some of the commands. I don't think it's totally updated with every single command yet, and I'll talk about the ones I know offhand here for 0.5 version. We can escape out of that.
Escape.
As I said, all controls for Jotter are control, Windows, and another keystroke. So if I do Control Windows right arrow,
you are focused on tweet 17 of 62.
Tells me what tweet I'm on. If I do a Control Windows left arrow,
59 minutes ago, Jonathan Mosen said colon at Brian Hartgen looks really excellent.
It will tell me that tweet. If I do a Control Windows home,
6 minutes ago, Brian Hartgen said colon at line tweet thanks Jonathan. It's taken a lot of work, but now we have something we can build on and improve even more.
And got some new tweets, so if I hit Control Windows Home again.
About a minute ago, Rich Cavallaro said, colon, time to head out to class, I think.
And we can go up and down through these simply by continuing to hold the Control Windows key, and we can use the up and down arrows. I'll arrow down through here.
6 minutes ago, Brian Hartgen said, colon, at line tweet, thanks, Jonathan. It's taken a lot of work, but now we have something we can build on and improve even more. 9 minutes ago, Rick Harmon said, colon, I'm now talking about Twitterlicious on the podcast recording.
And there's my tweet.
10 minutes ago, Fred's head said, colon, new and Fred's head, colon, how to share videos on the web, http://tinyurl.com/flop. 11 minutes ago, Fred's head said, colon, new and Fred's head, colon, big screen games from Radica, http://tinyurl.com/dl55jt. 14 minutes ago, Rich Cavallaro said, colon, listening to Buzz Out Loud on watchbowl.com, then have class at 2:20.
Very, very simple. And if you want to get down to the end, hold your control windows and hit your end key.
2 hours ago, Antonio Gimmery said, colon, how can one feel renewed forever? There's got to be some product for it. Come on, you PR people.
Okay, and as long as Jotter is running, and Jotter can be turned on and off by control windows J, that's a toggle, toggles it on and off. As long as Jotter is running, it will continue to keep these updates in virtual memory. And you can go up and down through them as much as you want. Once Jotter is turned off, or say JAWS would crash or whatever, turn your computer off or whatever, Jotter remembers the last tweet that was done. And when you bring Jotter back on again, or bring JAWS back up, as Jotter will load with JAWS, it will start off at that tweet and will go from there. So if you would need anything else, you would have to go out to Twitter.com or AccessibleTwitter.com and look it up. You can go down through the lists, and those lists are kept more or less permanently. But this isn't. But that's not a big concern to me. I basically use Jotter just during the day while I'm, tweeting back and forth to people, since it's just so easy to use. I mean, it's really, really simple once you get the hang of it, and it only takes a minute. I read through the instructions and just started using it, and it was just really, really simple. But let's try a couple other keys here.
Send Space Wizard.
Okay, hold down my control windows and
2 hours ago, Patrick Purdue said colon running the laptop 4 minutes ago. Rich Cavallaro said colon time to head out to Clay 8 minutes ago. Brian Artgen said colon at line with thanks 12 minutes of 13 minutes ago. Fred's head said colon new and Fred's head colon out to share videos on the web http://tinyurl.com/flop.
Say I wanted to open that link. If I do a control windows B, as in boy,
select the URL with your cursor keys or press escape to exit. Link http://tinyurl.com/enter. Windows Internet Explorer. Fred's head companion colon out to share videos on the web.
And that page just come up in Internet Explorer. So it's just that easy.
American Printing House for the Blind, Inc. Link RSS feeds, one Fred's.
Okay. Now, let's say we wanted to do a new message. Hold down on your control and Windows keys and hit N.
Post tweet dialog. Enter tweet text. Edit. N-O-W space D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-I-N-G space J-A-W-T-E-R space O-N space P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
Okay.
Now demonstrating Jotter on podcast.
Now, Jotter won't currently tell you if you've went over your 140-character limit here in this dialog, but if you try to send something too long, it'll tell you it's too long. You can go back into it, and it'll chop it off, and you'll have to edit it to get it to fit, but it's not too big of a problem. So if I tab to OK.
Tab OK button. Space. Tweet sent. Fred's head companion colon out to share videos on the web.
Okay, so we just sent that message out, and it will come up here in a couple minutes next time Jotter checks. Let's say I want to reply to somebody. Let's just go down through here and find a message I can reply to.
15 minutes ago, Fred's head said 18 minutes ago, Rich Cavallaro said colon listening to 21 minutes ago, Rick Harmon said colon talking about accessible 22 minutes ago, Fred's head said colon easy youth 32 minutes ago, James Scholl said colon 33 minutes ago, James Scholl said colon no WordPress 35 minutes ago, Chase Crispin said colon the old blog on Jamisco 35 minutes ago, James Scholl said colon I'm writing a blog site 37 minutes ago, James Scholl said colon is on the way home, gonna eat then start 39 minutes ago, Chase Crispin said, colon, I, Rick, can't wait to hear the podcast.
And we'll reply to,
39 minutes ago, Chase Crispin said, colon, I, Rick, can't wait to hear the podcast.
And there's Chase, so let's reply to him. You hold down your control and Windows and hit R.
Reply to Chase underline Crispin dialogue. Enter tweet text. Edit. W O R K I N G space O N space I T space N O W period space T H A N K S space O R T E space T W E E T period. Working on it now. Thanks for the tweet.
Okay, and we just tab to OK.
Tab OK button space. Tweet sent. Fred's head companion colon out to share videos on the web. Fred's head companion colon out to share.
Oops. Okay, we just have an update, so going to do control windows home.
Less than a minute ago, Rick Harmon said colon at Chase underline Crispin working on it now. Thanks for the tweet. About a minute ago, Rick Harmon said colon now demonstrating Jotter on podcast. 2 minutes ago, Chase Crispin said colon at Lisa Sally colon went there and can't find any of his programs. 3 minutes ago, Lisa Salinger said colon at Chase underline Crispin www.empowermenson.com. 7 minutes ago, Rich Cavallaro said colon time to head out to class, I think.
Okay. And I was just doing a control windows and a down arrow there to listen to each one of those updates. And it's just simply that simple. Jotter is extremely easy to use, very intuitive. And I gotta definitely commend Sean Randall for this. It's an excellent script for JAWS. It's really neat to use. I like it a lot. You can also do direct messages here. I haven't tried that yet, but that's a control Windows D, and then it'll ask you, I believe, who you want to direct message, and then you can put the message in. One last thing I'll show you here is
13 minutes ago, Brian Archin said, colon at line with thanks, Jonathan. It's taken a lot of work, but now we have
okay,
something
let's
we can build
say
on and improve even more.
for some reason or another, I want to be able to cursor through that, or I want to take that and put that somewhere else. If you do a Control Windows V, as in Victor,
Virtual viewer.
puts it in the virtual viewer,
Brian Archin left parent, Brian Archin, Archin left parent, Brad, 1:04 p.m.
and I'm just cursoring through
On
here.
February 20th at live thanks, Jonathan is.
So you could now, just copy and paste that somewhere else if you wanted to use it for something. And to get out of the virtual window, you can just escape.
Escape. Fred's head companion colon out to share video.
And that's about it. Jotter is continuing to progress nicely. It was just released as a beta just, oh, not more than a week or week and a half ago. So, I mean, it's definitely made huge improvements. And I think you'll like using it a lot. Like I said, be really careful. Read the README. Very, very carefully. Follow those instructions to the letter. Might want to back up the default JSS file, the default.jss file, and documents and settings, all users, application data, Freedom Scientific, blah blah blah, on into settings and ENU. You might want to back that up. I think also, I'm trying to remember what other one was changed. I think the like one of the keyboard maps was changed. And but just be careful, and you shouldn't have any problems. I don't want to scare anybody, but I did have a scare when I did it, and just want to make sure that everybody understands that you do have to be careful with it. But once it's installed, works excellent, and I think you'll like it a lot. All right, well, this doesn't even begin really to cover all of the applications and different things that you can use to access Twitter out there. But hopefully it whets your appetite and will make you want to use Twitter to talk to people. It's fun. I like it a lot. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by tweets, and I've had to remove a few people, unfortunately, not for any personal reasons, but just because they just had so many tweets I couldn't follow. But using Jotter would definitely make that a lot less of a hassle, and I may even add those people back. But there's a lot of ways to use Twitter, a lot of things you can get off Twitter. There's just millions of people using Twitter. There are all kinds of updates and stuff you can get from places. And so hey, I hope you get onto Twitter. Hope you follow me. Again, I'm rharmon928 on Twitter, RHARMON928, if you want to follow me. And hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope to see you soon out on Twitter. Thanks, and I'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.